This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today launched the nationwide Swasth Nari Sashakt Parivar Abhiyan and the 8th Rashtriya Poshan Maah campaign from Dhar in Madhya Pradesh. The Prime Minister laid the foundation stone for the country's largest Pradhan Mantri Mega Integrated Textile Region and Apparel PM Mitra Park in the village of Mehsla in the district. He also transferred financial assistance to over 15 lakh women under the Matru Vandana Yojana. He also inaugurated the Adi Seva Parv, a program for tribal areas in the state. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said, on Vishwakarma Jayanti, India's largest integrated textile centre has been inaugurated. He said it will bring golden opportunities for farmers and youth.
विश्वकर्मा जयंती के दिन आज एक बड़ी औद्योगिक शुरुआत भी होने जा रही है देश के सबसे बड़े इंटीग्रेटेड टेक्सटाइल पार्क का शिलान्यास यहां हुआ है इस पार्क से भारत की टेक्सटाइल इंडस्ट्री को नई ऊर्जा मिलेगी किसान को उसकी उपज का सही मूल्य मिलेगा सिर्फ यहां धार में ही नहीं पूरे देश में लाखों किसान अभी हमारे साथ इस कार्यक्रम में जुड़े हुए हैं साथियों ये पीएम मित्र पार्क से ये टेक्सटाइल पार्क से सबसे बड़ा लाभ हमारे युवकों को युवतियों को बहुत बड़ी संख्या में रोजगार मिलेगा
Several world leaders, including Russian President Vladimir Putin, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, and former UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak, greeted Prime Minister Narendra Modi on his 75th birthday today. President Putin extended birthday greetings to Mr. Modi, praising his great personal contribution to strengthening the partnership between India and Russia. Extending wishes to PM Modi, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called him his good friend.
Prime Minister Modi, my good friend Narendra, I want to wish you a happy birthday. You've accomplished so much for India in your life, and we have together accomplished a great deal in the friendship between India and Israel. I look forward to seeing you soon, because we can bring our partnership and our friendship to even greater heights. Happy birthday, my friend.
Earlier, U.S. President Donald Trump also greeted Prime Minister Modi. In a social media post, President Trump described the call as wonderful, thanking Prime Minister Modi for his support in seeking an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. Prime Minister Modi has expressed gratitude to the world leaders for extending birthday greetings to him. Meanwhile, a mega blood donation drive has been organized across the country to mark Prime Minister Narendra Modi's birthday. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw donated blood at ITO in New Delhi. The centre has released the 15th Finance Commission grant of over 342 crore rupees for rural local bodies in Tamil Nadu and Assam. Union Panchayati Raj Ministry said the first instalment of over 127 crore rupees has been released for Tamil Nadu for 2025-26 and more than 214 crore rupees for Assam. The grants will be used for the basic services of sanitation and maintenance of open defecation-free status, management and treatment of household waste, supply of drinking water, rainwater harvesting and water recycling. In Jammu and Kashmir, the pilgrimage to Vaishno Devi Shrine atop Trikut Hills in Riyasi district resumed today after a suspension of 22 days due to a devastating landslide that claimed multiple lives and injuries to several people. Pilgrims started arriving at Katra town, the base camp for the pilgrimage, in large numbers after favourable weather conditions from this morning. In women's cricket, second ODI between India and Australia is underway in Chandigarh. India, led by captain Harmanpreet Kaur, is eager to bounce back after a disappointing loss in the opening match as they look to level the three-match series 1-1. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty opened on a positive note and extended their initial gains to end almost 0.4% higher today. The Sensex surged 313 points to close at 82,694, while Nifty advanced 91 points to settle at 25,330. And that is the end of this news bulletin.